This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Helpless in front of you. Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Seriously, I always enjoy almost always enjoy my weekends. Anybody doing anything exciting? Like, you're going to call and tell me, right? Bunch of cowards. Some of you probably just sat around and did nothing. Joe Simiana out of Australia, what did he do? He went for a ride outside the city. In Australia, when you go for a ride outside the city, you have to have like 4 days of provisions. Right? I mean, seriously. I saw where he was going and where he was hanging. I'm like, no, it's a two-day helicopter ride to get back from wherever he's at. Anyhow, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. All right. Well, apparently, I don't know if you guys heard that I was the last to hear this, because I use one that's similar to it, but I don't actually use it, and that's the Keurig coffee makers. And apparently, they had decided, stupidly decided, to pull all its advertising from the Hannity show. Yes, geniuses, just geniuses. Anyway, so there were videos up everywhere of people. Now, I don't know if I agree with this part of it, because there's other ways to go about it. If you already own a Keurig machine, then what I would have done is I would have gone and bought the knockoff, you know, Keurig inserts, or the ones that you fill with your own coffee. But there were people throwing them out of windows to prove a point or whatever. But the boycott carry started trending over the weekend. And the Coffee Machines Company CEO, Bob Gamgort, interesting, has expressed regret in an email to employees obtained by the Washington Post. In case you're not up to speed, the company's announced in a tweet on Saturday that they were halting advertising on the Sean Hannity Fox News show following the anchor's controversial comments about Alabama Senator candidate Roy Moore. Now, he's facing allegations of sexual misconduct with teenage girls, one as young as 14. They went on to say, "I pulled an office space with my Keurig. Would be a shame if everyone else joined me." Now, in Gamgort's email to his employees, he called the decision to pause advertising, pause now, went from stopping to pausing, advertising among controversial business as usual, but condemned how his company handled the announcement. Decision to publicly communicate our programming decision via our Twitter account was highly unusual. That employee is no longer, no, I'm just kidding. I don't even know. Because, you know, he didn't do it himself. Somebody there did it. This gave the appearance of taking sides in an emotionally charged debate that escalated on Twitter and beyond over the weekend. Now, what I love about this is because people close to me did the same thing in my nearby neighborhood. Didn't like my comments. Partially because, first of all, when you start off with a hateful mindset, then you can't really go to a positive corner anywhere. But last I checked, we're still in America. And we're still innocent until proven guilty. And the hypocrites on the left, which is, this is great, the only thing they can hone in on is this. Where was the outrage at the very beginning with Weinstein and those people? Right? I said the same thing. Go back and listen. They're allegations. Now, when you have people around you, it's kind of hard, you know, to pull away when you have people around you saying, yeah, we saw it, we saw it, we saw it. People who worked for Weinstein said that they saw it. So if it gets that far into it, and you have people around you that have seen it, then you've got a problem, right? Not a little problem, a big problem. Kimberly Moran's going to join me on the other side of the break. Always have a good time when she's on. Got a lot with her to talk about. And I said, oh, did you guys hear the story about Amelia Earhart might have been eaten by 3-foot crabs? What are you laughing for? Somebody's taking that seriously. I'm going to talk about it later, but I couldn't stop laughing, but then I was afraid afterward, thinking to myself, oh my God, what if it's real? Right? Then I'm kind of laughing at how somebody died. That wouldn't be really cool. But when you look at all the other, like I said, all the other things going on, like, what is it, what's his name, Bob Menendez. You hear the Dems having a heart attack over what he's done and what he did? And nobody knows what I'm talking about, right? What's that?
Because nobody's covering it.
No, you're right. Because they don't care. It's one of theirs. And when it's one of theirs, we don't want to have that problem. We don't want people to know that we were, you know, stealing, lying, cheating, and all that. We don't want to bring that to the surface. Oh, my God. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do I have enough time to pull this off? Nah, God. See, when I talk too much, this is what happens. So when Kimberly comes on, we're going to talk about, we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. Supreme Court going to review a California law requiring pro-life groups to promote abortion. You know, there were pro-life clinics where one could go into and they could get a sonogram of the baby, yes, the baby, and make decisions from there. But with California law, because of the loons in Sacramento, you had to tell that person within 3 minutes where they could get an abortion, 3 to 5 minutes. When they came into the clinic, give them a card as to where they could go get it. What was that all about? What was that promoting? Gee. All right, Kimberly Moran joins me after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. We're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Yes, I was born to wave the flag, and if you weren't, probably should change the station. You won't like anything we talk about. Anyway, I'm Joe, senior host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kick it off the week with us, as she does every single week. Kimberly Moran joins me, and I always love her energy, and just love what she has to say about everything that everybody missed over the weekend. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you gotta admit, this is some crazy stuff that goes under the radar. It starts on Friday, and it kind of dwindles away, and then it kind of, goes on through the weekend, and nobody really does anything with it, because come Monday, there's a tonnage of new news, and people just ignore it. Like, hey, before I get to the Supreme Court on the California law requiring pro-life groups to promote abortion, and I've known about that for a while. That's been crazy for a long time. The issue with Judge Roy Moore, now I know you are not a fan, Well, and frankly, neither am I. I mean, I'm not a disliker, but I'm not like, okay, whatever. We got what we got. But he's guilty, right?
He hasn't had due process, so no. I don't believe in.
Then you can't be a Democrat. There's no way, because they got him all. He's already guilty there.
Well, Democrats don't like due process anyway. Well, except for when it's their own victim mentality.
Menendez. What's the senator's name?
No, Menendez. He's been in a trial, and no one's even reporting on it. The guy's a little creep. Not one person is reporting on it.
Right, because it's one of theirs. They never do that. They never hunker down. And if they have something negative to say, like they did during some of the Weinstein stuff, why did they wait so long to jump on the bandwagon? You know, it's really funny because you and I have said this for forever, and that is when it's on their side of the aisle, okay, you're supposed to get every chance known to mankind, right? And you're not supposed to say anything negative until it goes through the whole due process. On our side, they sneeze in the direction of a whorehouse and they're guilty.
Well, okay. That's the truth. If they even think, you know, wrong, or someone says they thought something not appropriate, they are nailed.
And again, so you and I are clear. We're not saying he's innocent, number one. And number two is if he's guilty, I have no problem with him going to jail, directly to jail, do not pass go.
No, not at all.
Right.
Nope, not a problem at all.
Go ahead.
My problem is, excuse me, sorry, I've been sick the past 2 days. My problem is, I'm on the fence because he's run for election multiple times in Alabama. He's been a judge. And, you know, I can understand when they were younger, if this happened, they wouldn't want to come out and say anything. I get that. But why wait until a month before the general election? Why not in the primary when everybody would have just said, get out, right?
Right.
It seems to me it's a political hit job because Democrats know they'll never win a seat in Alabama unless something like this happened. And it seems way too easily have been set up to be that way.
Yeah, the timing is perfect. And I said that the other night. I said, look, first Supreme Court run, nothing. Second Supreme Court run, nothing. Primary, nothing. Not even a hint of something. And the other thing that bothered me about this was, and again, for clarity, not saying he's innocent. We don't know anything yet. But usually how these things happen is they come out in onesies, right? One person comes out and says something, then a couple days later another, and a couple days later another, and then, you know, then the dam breaks. And now there's even hints and conversation that some were paid or offered money to come out against Moore. I don't even know if that's true, but there's conversation about it.
Right. Well, you know, the clincher for me today was when that slime Gloria Allred showed up. Because that was my saving grace to believe these women. Like, oh, good, they don't have Gloria Allred, so maybe they are telling the truth. And I want to believe them, right? And then she shows up today, and I'm like, whoop, that just blew that out of the water. blew that out of the water.
Because her hit rates I don't want to say of fake accusations, but how about not true accusations when you really boil everything down, is pretty high. When she comes out and she gets in front of that mic and she starts screaming, how many of those have actually turned into reality? How many of those have actually turned into real prosecutions or truth?
Right, exactly. You know, there was, you remember when they came out and did the hit job on Herman Cain? Well, what happened to those? Those women, they disappeared. And then they even tried to do a hit job on Trump, and everybody said, go screw yourself. And those women also disappeared.
Yep.
Nothing came of that.
Well, listen, if she was really in it, now some people say, well, you know, because Trump has a lot of money, threatened to sue them, they didn't have the money. Well, my God, if Gloria Allred's in it to protect the women, to not let this happen to women, what was she worried about? I mean, she could have handled it. She's got lots of money, and she's an attorney. It's not like she has to go hire an attorney to do it, right?
No, and she would have gotten a piece of whatever they got anyway. So that's how it works.
Yeah, it's again, if the women are telling the truth, and I say if, I have a right to say if until it's proven. If the women are telling the truth, then he deserves to go to jail. He deserves to pay for it. If they're not telling the truth and they bring all this out, see, I would turn it around. And I would, because you saw what happened at Duke, right? Duke University. Yep. This happens now on a fairly common, fairly regular basis. It's wrong. You ruin somebody's life over it, and it's just flat out wrong. So.
Oh, no, I agree. If you accuse someone falsely, you should go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that. Speaking of wrongly, Colin Kaepernick is GQ's Citizen of the Year.
Oh, for God's sakes.
Did you see that?
I did.
Oh, God. I mean, how do they come up with this?
They're left-wing loons. They believe themselves, and they really don't care about reality or facts. That's basically what it is. They're just way so far out there in their little bubble that they don't care about reality or facts. Because otherwise they wouldn't have put him on the cover. Why didn't they put the guy who stopped the Texas shooter on the cover? Or, you know, there's a slew of other people, a veteran, you know. They could have put all kinds of other people on the cover. They chose that idiot.
Yeah, I look at these guys. I look at other people that have done so much more for humanity. I guess GQ is a magazine for, in my day, they would call it hip guys, right? I mean, seriously.
It's probably one of those magazines that has men's fashion and men are in dresses.
Who?
I'm not saying trans women.
I don't even mean it that way.
You've seen the fashion shows
where they have
you know, European men like in dresses. That's probably what they do now.
How exciting. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I look at this stuff and I just say to myself, these guys are not paying attention. They are paying attention. They don't really care what this stands for. They don't care about any of this. The bottom line with it is that we need to ignore them and not give them any place in the media. We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, Mexico. No way, Daniel.
We are back.
Yeah.
Joe Bettine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. If you head up on Facebook, you can also find us live there in the Facebook feed. And then you have the, what do you call it? I guess it's just a live Facebook feed. We can talk with other people that are much smarter than I am. So if I bore you or Kimberly bores you, you can always head over there as well. She never bores anybody, I'm sure. Kimberly Moran joins me from a deep, God, the tongue and the lips, deep, dark cave somewhere in New Hampshire where she can be coughing up along and nobody won't bother anybody, won't pass it off to anybody anyhow. Kimberly, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So, you look at, I don't miss those anymore. And I don't miss it, especially in New England where it's really cold, or it can be really cold this time of year. So I don't miss any of that, frankly.
It was snowing today in parts of New Hampshire, not where I am.
Isn't that pretty?
No, it is pretty. I'm mad. I wanted it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thank you. That's all right. I'm happy where I'm at and what I'm doing. So, what?
You know you want some snow once on Christmas.
Yeah, you know what? I'll look at it out the window up on the mountaintops, okay? That'd be a great place for it. I'm really good with that anyhow. Let's hit this one out of the way. The Supreme Court is going to review a California law requiring pro-life groups to promote abortions. Now, you love to taunt me. However, you're next to the second looniest state in the union, Massachusetts, but... The U.S. Supreme Court Monday agreed to hear a challenge to California law requiring pro-life crisis pregnancy centers to post information about state-funded abortions. A coalition of pro-life groups challenged the law, saying it explicitly targets and coerces religious counseling centers into pro-abortion expression, which is very true, because I know people that run some of these clinics, and here's the difference between some of these, crisis pregnancy centers. When you go in there, they truly and honestly explain everything to you. You get all your options. It's just they don't start with, well, choice number one is an abortion. And then you'll never have to worry because that baby's going to ruin your life, you know, like they do at the other places. They give you all your choices. They do counseling for both the guy and the girl, all right? if you have the abortion and you're having, like, you know, issues afterward mentally or what have you, you can go there. They'll still work with you even though you had the abortion. Unlike the pregnancy centers, I don't even know why they call them pregnancy. They should be called anti-pregnancy centers. When you have the abortion, they're done with you. It's paid for. They're done. Move on your happy way. But only in California, right?
State-funded abortions?
Oh, yeah. California. You didn't know that?
I think I might have forgotten that.
Yeah. You probably wanted to. I don't blame you. We give everything away in California.
Taxpayers pay for just everything for free?
Pretty much. And if you come here illegally, you get education for free, you get an abortion for free, you can get medical for
healthcare.
Free.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm telling you. I'm gonna go to Mexico, I'm gonna denounce my American citizenship, and I'm gonna sneak over the border.
They won't let you do that in Mexico. They'll toss your butt in jail.
What, for denouncing my citizenship?
No, for being there illegally.
Oh, no, I'll go there legally. Then I'll denounce it, and then I'll come back.
I got
a plan here. I'm telling you.
I got it. So you're going to come back as an illegal Italian immigrant.
Something along those lines. you had to go for the Italian thing, but that's okay.
I had to.
Go ahead.
Okay, I know it's California, and Massachusetts would do the same thing. You're totally right. They are the two worst states in the country, almost. How can they force a pro-life organization to talk about ending a human life? It's the antithesis of what these people even believe in, what they're specifically teaching and helping women with by keeping their babies. I saw that today, and I was dumbfounded.
Oh,
I shouldn't be, but...
There's no way around it. California does anything darn well, please. I don't know if you know it, but I think it's California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, and a few other states have state-funded abortions.
Wow.
And what do they put it up under? They put it under Medicare. There's some kind of loophole that allows them, that lets them put it up under Medicare. So,
wow.
Yeah, I sit there and go, I don't understand it.
So how do you apply for a state-funded abortion? You just go to the abortion clinic and they do all the work for you?
They do all... Oh, please. Of course they do all the work for you. Are you serious?
Yeah,
you don't have to do anything. Not in this state. If it's a way to skim money away from the state, squeeze the state, or steal money from the state, there is somebody in place that will help you do that. And not only in place to help you do that, but they're probably, in most cases, paid by the state to help you do that.
Yeah, those are the poverty pimps. It's big business.
They're good
across
at
the
it.
Country.
They're really good at it. You know?
Yeah.
Look, L.A. County has these vans that look like, the check cashing vans they have in poor parts of the town, right? So they have these vans, and these vans
check
go around.
Check cashing van? Wait. What?
There are... Uh-oh, she's gonna pop an eyeball. First of all, in the lower socioeconomic areas, they have these vans. They look like bulletproof. They have the thick glass. And so they pull on the side of the street, and I'll give you a hint. They usually show up around the 1st and the 15th, okay? And so they show up. They cash checks. They do all kinds of stuff, right? And so after a while, L.A. County decided that with the population they had, there wasn't a high enough percentage on welfare. There wasn't a high enough percentage on state aid. So they started putting their own vans in the street. And those vans helped people sign up for food stamps and Medicaid and all that other garbage.
Shut up!
See, I told you you're going to pop an eyeball. You better be sitting down. I don't want to be responsible for any damage you do to yourself. No, serious.
Oh, my God.
Dead serious.
Oh.
Yes. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Keep it clean.
I don't even know what to say. I never heard of such a thing. I'm pretty horrified right now.
Yeah. Well, no. Very common around these parts to do everything you can to make sure that illegals get as many, 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 many benefits as they can. So.
Well, I mean, it's the same everywhere, right? Poverty pimps are big. Poverty is big business. There's all kinds of organizations, quote unquote, that make a living off of keeping people in poverty and getting them on state programs. We have them. Every state has them.
Right.
You see them when they're testifying before legislature. You can't have reforms. And my goodness, you can't have reforms and let people actually do better for themselves. We must keep them in poverty.
That's hilarious. And you're right. You're very right. It's disgusting. But they don't want these people hurt. They don't want them starving. Do you want them starving? Is that really what? Do you want people in the street going hungry? Kids going hungry? Because that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. We have the biggest obesity problem in this country, especially with people in poverty. Go figure on that one.
Hey, I was going to save this story for later, but I thought you'd get a little chuckle out of this. Amelia Earhart, did you hear about this? They think they figured out what happened to her.
I heard something. I didn't hear the last
part
of it.
You're already laughing, right? So
yeah.
They say the mystery deepens over whether Amelia Earhart was eaten by 3-foot crabs with claws like lion jaws.
Where did they get this from?
This is not on the Onion. This is all over the internet. Fox News, Huntington Post, Daily News. I mean, this is all over the place. So apparently, the History Channel is going to come out with either tonight or over the next few nights, they're going to come out with a program there where they believe they found the remains of Amelia Earhart. But they believe that she was eaten by coconut crabs. These are 3-foot-long crabs with claws so powerful it can crack open a coconut. Now, if they're that powerful.
Did they find her glasses or something in one of them? I mean, seriously. What is their proof?
It doesn't have. Come on. It's on the internet. What proof do you need? It's there. That's it. What's the problem?
Oh, my God. Seriously, I can't even. My can't even button is broken. Will you shop it?
Oh, God, I love this. I love this stuff. I think it's great when I see stuff like this. Okay, let's see what else I can. Oh, there's that sound. Oh, I got other stuff. I know I can get your heart pumping in the next session. We'll be back in a little bit. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Let's see. Look how we're going to have a pop the vein on Kimberly in the next segment. We'll be back in a minute.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with 2 teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a 4-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I never seen people get so excited over Earth, Wind, and Fire. I mean, I thought Earth, Wind, and Fire was great. It's one of my first concerts, but because I'm so young, you know. Yeah, right, whatever. Anyway.
Dating yourself.
Head over to the Real Side where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate over the last 8 or so years. But you don't have to. You can get it right from the horse's mouth, as they say. You don't have to listen to it from the people on the left who are telling you how to hate all those things. And, you know, I always joke about it, and Kimberly, you can chime in anytime you want to, but I said, those labels were given to us by people who tell you you shouldn't use labels, which shows you they're a little off to begin with, right?
Yeah, right? The no labels crowd.
Right. Yeah, we don't like to use labels. However, they're the ones that come up with the LGBTQ, you know, right-wing Bible thump, right? I mean, white supremacy, misogyny, but they have all kinds of stuff. We could do a whole dictionary on the crap that they come up with and tell you that you shouldn't be using.
I was talking about gun control and issues in inner cities, and I never said anything about race, but I was called a racist. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Basically, they just call you these words because they disagree with you, and they don't even know what they're disagreeing with.
I told you, I have a friend, and she was in the Democrat Party up until, I think 9/11, shortly after 9/11. Anyway, and she's an attractive lady, and, you know, they had her going speaking at places and all that other stuff. And they actually taught her that at one point in time, when you start to lose your conversation because the other person has too many facts or is throwing too many facts at you, just start calling them names. Call them bigoted, homophobic, racist, or whatever. It'll shut the conversation down. So, and I've heard that from more than one person that has come over from the Democrats. So I don't know why they do that. Is it they don't have any substance, so that's how they have to do it? It's just amazing to me.
Of course they don't have any substance. Just listen to what they say. They can't even back up their bogus BS. And that's the problem. You can't really have a reasonable conversation because they don't use facts. And if you can't stem from facts in the first place, you're not going to go anywhere else with them. So that's always a problem.
I don't know if you have it up in front of you, and I won't embarrass you, I promise. But you've got a Boston Globe reporter who has the fix for gun violence, right? And the fix for gun violence is simply take everybody's guns away. That'll fix it, won't it?
Yeah, that'll fix it.
Because even the criminals, right? Because, you know, they'll show up and go, look, I understand that we're not supposed to have these anymore. What do I do with the guns that I have in the back of the truck? Can you guys come get them? How does it work? Right?
Yeah, exactly. What exactly, you know, you really think that the cops are going to knock on some criminal's door and say, hand over your guns, Mr. Criminal. And the criminal's going to say, okay, Mr. Officer, here's my gun. No, that's not how it's going to work. Sorry.
I had an argument with a guy at Politicon in L.A., and he was actually sitting there. He had a bunch of young people around him, and he's talking about how to take care of gun violence. And he said the way to do it, because you're not going to just get them off the street, is shut down all the gun manufacturers. Just shut them all down, and we won't have this problem. And I'm sitting there, and finally I couldn't take it anymore. I said, so if we shut them down here, you think the Russians will stop making guns? Right?
For the facts?
I went all the way down the line. And he's just looking at me, and he's getting madder and madder and madder because here he had all these young kids. He had them on the hook, and I came along and said, yeah, right, because nobody else anywhere in the planet will be making guns and sneaking them in here. Okay.
Right.
That ought to work out well.
Yeah, because all those illegal drugs that aren't made here get in here somehow, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we've seen how much it's worked with laws against murder, so that stopped murder. We have laws against robbing. That stopped murder. We have laws against, you know, robbing banks that seem to have stopped that, too. So I don't know.
Was it last week or the week before? Murder is illegal. Mm-hmm. Did that law stop it? Murder is banned. I checked. It's banned. Doesn't seem to have worked. Drug, illegal, heroin and fentanyl are banned. They're illegal. Last time I checked, it's, you know, I don't know, people are overdosing and dying every day.
Yeah, it's making me crazy because the more and more and more you see this, the more and more and more you see this stuff start to pop up. They don't, the real numbers don't mean anything to them. It's like we have a fellow, Sibiani, who calls in the show from time to time, and right now I think he's out of reach. But we've talked about the Australian gun buyback. You know, people are funny because they keep saying, well, you know, you heard what happened in Australia. They took all the guns away from everybody. They didn't do that. That's not true. It's a lie.
They confiscated between an estimated 650,000 to 1 million. That was not all the firearms. But guess what? The Australians didn't have a Second Amendment.
Yep.
They could do that there.
Well, and my understanding, though, that most of that was in the city, right? I mean, when you're outside the city, you don't have quite the same rules. I mean, come on. You talk about a place that has spiders and crabs the size of 3 feet wide. I mean, these guys have animals. They have these things that are the size of their little jeeps.
You need a gun to kill those spiders. Because a flamethrower isn't always going to cut it because you don't want to burn down everything.
Hey, I'm the kind of guy, wipe it all out. We'll fix it later, right?
No, you know what? Gun murders with firearms weren't a big deal in Australia beforehand. Excuse me. And to be honest with you, it was because of I believe the guy that did cause the mass shooting was he used rifle and handguns. Well, guess what? In the Texas massacre of those people in the church, those innocent law-abiding citizens in the church, a guy with a rifle, a good guy with the rifle, stopped the bad guy and helped get rid of him.
You won't hear
so,
that.
You know, it was a matter of a difference of who. And let's face reality, there's under 10,000 homicides with firearms every year. Probably 5,000 of those are gangbangers or somehow related. They're literally the majority of murders in this country with firearms or in general are all within certain places in the country. The cities, you know, certain counties even. They're not across the country. They're not in every state. You know, New Hampshire is the safest state in the country, even in the world, considered.
Really?
Yes, our homicide rate is the lowest. The lowest. And so why are the people in New Hampshire going to pay for something some jerk did in Texas? Some scum. Or why does the neighbor in Texas have to pay for who saved and stopped this guy from doing anything else? Why does he have to pay for it?
So
this is, it's all about control.
So this past weekend, you had 2 killed, 16 wounded in Chicago. Weekend before, 5 killed, 24 wounded. Weekend before, 2 killed. They're averaging 2 a weekend. A few weekends ago, people went crazy, apparently, in the streets. They had 8 killed.
Was it a holiday? Usually they seem to be more on the holidays.
Well, sometimes, the hotter nights, usually, you know, when the weather's a little warmer. One weekend they had 11 dead, 29 wounded in that weekend. It's just, there's no guns there.
And they include those shootings in mass shootings.
I know they do.
So, but they don't really care about those people. You know, and that's one of the problems. You're not going to stop those people who are already living in places with extremely strict gun control from getting firearms because they're not getting them legally.
Well, when they throw out the numbers of the mass shootings, it always irritates me. You have somebody robbing a liquor store and 2 people are shot in the liquor store robbery. That's a mass shooting. When actually, it's a robbery. It's not just senseless violence, if you would.
Right.
It's not the same. When you say mass shooting, most people who are not up on this stuff or don't track into stuff, they're thinking some guy went to schoolroom, a bar or somewhere else, and shot up a dozen people. It's not what it is at all.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting. Some Nimrod legislator in New Hampshire just brought out a bill to ban firearms from certain public places, including churches. Are you stupid, buddy? I can't wait to excoriate him in testimony. It's going to be awesome.
Wow.
I mean,
my God.
You know, that's how ridiculous these people are. They get gun control laws from California gun control organizations or that idiot Michael Bloomberg, and they just put them through because, we're friends with these people. We have to stop gun violence, except there's no such thing as gun violence. It's human violence, and banning firearms or making them harder for law-abiding citizens isn't going to stop anything.
No, and actually, if anything, it's going to make it worse.
Yeah, because we'll be innocent sitting ducks.
Well, it's like you said, when you hear these stories about these women that are trapped in their homes, I played a clip one night about a woman that actually called 911, and the 911 lady said, hey, we don't have anybody in your area. Tell him to go away.
Works.
Listen, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find you.
You can find me at New Hampshire Political Buzz, the Federalist Papers Project, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
And for the next couple of days, laying on her couch, drinking as much tea and honey as she can.
With honey, I want to make one right now.
There you go. All right, I'm Joe Mancini, your host, just to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Larry Greenfield joins me. We're going to talk about our relationship in Israel and other places in the Middle East. We'll be right back.